Unfortunately, this misrepresentation had also been circulating in our archives, which also could have resulted in misunderstandings, to which even our people could be forfeited, if they would only examine a few facts and not the whole complex. Billy, it's nice that mistakes can even occur with you in such matters, which might be enough to prove that even you are not omniscient or omnipotent. Thus, I am glad to hear your confession. Quetzal, 32. We stand by our mistakes. Billy, a strong feature of yours. Unfortunately, with the Earth people, that isn't exactly a strength, for they don't like to admit mistakes. Rather, they presume themselves as flawless and as better than everyone else, to whom they point out any mistakes. Quetzal, 33. That is well known to me. 34. What I would still like to report to you is that I have received copies of your 5 novels from Tur, which I did not fail to read and which I find to be very good. 35. And since I know so many things from your life, I naturally also found out that you've included a variety of life experiences and events in the novels, although, you've made novel-appropriate changes and wordings. 36. I already knew for a long time, which I also told you recently, that you led a very adventurous and often dangerous life. 37. Also, during your younger years, you were connected with 3 companions in an open and unofficial alliance. Ah, may I talk about this at all? Billy, I have nothing against that, my friend, even if it means that old memories break through, which has already happened as a result of your words and has caused an ache in me. Yet that is normal, and so, I have nothing against it if you want to talk about it. I overcame the suffering and sadness, so only an ache appears when I'm reminded about it. Quetzal, 38. Then I may ask you about it? Billy, of course, nothing opposes that. Quetzal, 39. Thank you. -40. I find it difficult to ask the questions. Billy, simply state these in such a way as you think them. Quetzal, 41. Ah, like, I wanted to ask you. Well, it was such that all 3 companions of your early years were taken from you. Billy, don't be so heavy, my friend. Yes, it's true what you say. For the first time, it happened in Algeria, when I made an open alliance with Samira, an Arab girl, and went through the desert with her, away from her family, in order to return to Europe. Then, in a small oasis, it happened, Samira was bitten by a poisonous snake and died shortly after that. In the small, nameless oasis, there was neither a doctor nor any people, only 3 palm trees and some bushes, as well as a damp spot in the sand, which I dug out, after which some water collected in the trough. Alone with Samira's corpse, I excavated a pit with my dagger, in which I then buried my companion. Morning, I spent some more time at the place, in order to move on after that and return to Europe, where it didn't keep me for long, nevertheless. Consequently, I travelled along again on unknown paths in the Middle and Near East, so to Arabia and later to India. 1.5 years after Samira's death and burial, in the south of India, I became acquainted with Na, an Indian girl who belonged to the Hindu religion, which was a stark contrast to Samira's Islamic religion. Making a long excursion with Na into a mountainous jungle, we became a couple and were connected. After a few days, we rested at a river, where I built a small hut, in which we then lived. Then, it happened, the monsoon season came. Somewhere, a severe thunderstorm was raging, causing the river to rise and rage loose within the shortest time, just when I had climbed up a tree on a hill, in order to explore the nearer and further environment. At that same time, Na was in the hut preparing a meal, as I saw from the tree how the foaming floods of the river raged near with tremendous gargling and roaring. Obviously having become attentive, I saw how Na stepped in front of the hut and uttered a shrill cry. That was the last I saw and heard of her, for 2 or 3 seconds later, the roaring waters shot over the small hill where the hut and Na were located, overwhelming them and causing them to disappear in the floods. Quetzal, 42. I did not know these events exactly. 43. It makes me sorry to see you in such a way as you tell me everything. 44. You still feel grief and pain, even if you say that you've mastered everything. 45. So you also don't have to talk any further because it's enough for me to know that your third companion, Angela, lost her life in a small oasis in the Iraqi desert by a murderer's hand, as you described it in one of your novels. Billy, I. Quetzal, 46. It's all right, dear friend. 47. Anyhow, I find it good that you have partially written down these events, even if you partially had to change them appropriately for the novel. Billy, it helped me a lot to process everything since it also isn't such that I could forget it, like all so many other things, situations, incidents, and events. However, I simply cannot become lord over the pain, when my memories surface. So you are quite right when you say that grief and pain are still present, but they are just not in the way as they were at the time of the events, when I plunged into the deepest abysses. And I know that this pain will still accompany me my whole life. Quetzal, 48. Unfortunately, there is much more pain and grief and disappointment to come, for you cannot avoid the coming things and events, the great amount of betrayal and jealousy, falsehood, lies and deceit, as well as breach of trust, breach of love, and other things, like also not your duty, for you have to endure everything in order to fulfill your mission. 49. But I will tell you what you need to prepare yourself for starting from today, so that you are armed and won't break, for these will be harsh events and issues that you will have to encounter. 50. But for my part, I already know you very well and know that you will get through everything because you've acquired the capacity to deal with things rationally and always to confront them with logic and reason, as though they unexpectedly approached you, namely when you know what's coming in advance. Translator's note, for comparison to my independent translation, Dyson Devine's and Vivienne Legge's unofficial but authorized English translation of lines 34-50 above can be read here. Billy, all right, enough about that. May I still ask you something? The matter is of general interest because it has often been asked of me whether I knew anything regarding the sect guru Sri Rajneesh, also known as Bhagwan, who is actually called God. On my part, I have christened him Bhagwan. He functions with his horde sects, with which I mean group sects. Bhagwan actually comes from the old Indian word Bhagavan, which simply means God or the Almighty, and this Bhagwan / Bhagwan is actually called Sri Bhagavan, but to my knowledge, he bears the name Chandramohan Rajneesh. Unofficially, his sect, which it is in truth, calls itself the Neo Sannyas movement. In 1981, Bhagwan established himself, along with his sect followers, in Oregon, USA, where he founded the city Rajneeshpuram, where he was banished and expelled again last year. However, and since then, he has been searching for a new hideout in different countries. This, after his sect movement broke apart, when his long-standing confidant and mistress, Manan Sheela, whose other name is Sheila Silverman, left Rajneeshpuram and America with a few followers in 1985, so more than a year ago, but after this, she was already extradited to the USA this year and was charged with an offense. The question now, what does this sect whether continue to do? Translator's note, a whether is a male sheep that has been castrated before sexual maturity. It can also refer to a castrated male goat. Quetzal, 51. I have concerned myself with this man and his sect and still continue to do so. 52. In this regard, I've also had a look into the future, from which it has arisen that next year, so in 1987, Rajneesh will return to Pune in India, where he already worked before. 53. As early as 1969, he let himself be revered by his followers as Bhagavan, which is interpreted in some circles as renouncer. 54. Then, starting in 1989, he will let himself be revered as Osho because already in the month of November of last year, when he was deported from the USA, The plan matured in him that he would newly establish his sect. 55. Then, in 1989, the Osho movement will arise from this, the so-called Osho Commune International. 56. But this movement won't last for long because already on the 19th of January, 1990, he will depart from this life in Pune, after which the sect will be continued by a clearly defined circle of women and men. 57. So in 1995, there will already be more than 200,000 sect followers worldwide. 58. The new leaders of the sect will systematize Rajneesh's teachings, which will consist of about 600 written discourses. 59. At the same time, a practice of piety will be introduced, which will also include a calendar of festivals and have a systematic development of a centralized organizational structure. 60. While Rajneesh has been preaching a spontaneous teaching until now and will also do so in the new movement, those who are responsible for the continuation of the sect, however, will make it a form of institutionalized religious community and teaching. Billy, thank you for your explanations. But now, another question in reference to the GDR. As you once told me recently, the German Democratic Republic will fall in the coming years. That is, will be dissolved, as a result of the so-called peaceful October Revolution, as it will be called, as you said. In what year will this be? Quetzal, 61. The peaceful revolution will begin in October of 1989 and will lead to the fall of the wall on November 9th. 62. On the 31st of August, 1990 the unification treaty will be completed, which will lead to the final dissolution of the GDR. Billy, also dear thanks for this information. But now, again a question relating to a sect. You once told me that along with the Sannyasin sect, yet another sect of Indian origin will become a talking point, but not in a sexist form, as in the Bhagwan sect. The originator should be a namesake of the Indian sitar artist, Ravi Shankar. What comes from this? Quetzal, 63. It concerns the Indian guru Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, as he likes to be called, who wants to have had an enlightenment in 1982, but this corresponds to an untruth. 64. Allegedly, he spoke no word for 10 days and, during this time, developed Sudarshan Kriya, a method of relaxation and cleansing, through which, according to his erroneous teachings, 80% of all excretions from the human body should take place via the breath, which isn't true, of course. 65. Nevertheless, the method is good and wholesome, for the breathing exercises have preventive effects. For example, the risk of stroke and the risk of neurological diseases and diabetes, etc. can be reduced by these, but this is the case with all meditative breathing exercises, that is breathing meditations, when these are carried out in the right manner. 66. So this must be acknowledged as an advantage, but this still doesn't move the sectarian into a better light at all. 67. A sect remains a sect, and every sect is founded on false teachings, to which unstable and irrational people fall victim, who, unfortunately, are very often found among the academics, officials, and artists, etc. 68. So this means that this sect of the Guru Sri Sri Ravi Shankar will spread itself through such people in the coming time and will be advocated by many followers, who will be recruited from among the business people, movie stars, models, engineers, doctors, medical professionals, government officials and public officials, etc. 69. This sect and its members will act worldwide through a lot of property and will provide assistance in some places, like in the coming war zones in the Balkans, when murder and destruction will rule in Kosovo and in virtually the whole area of Yugoslavia, released and ordered by the criminal Serbian politician, Slobodan Milosevic, who will bear the name Death Dictator in certain circles and who will bring endless death and suffering over all of Yugoslavia, but especially in Kosovo. 70. But for this, he will be called to account around the turn of the millennium by the so-called International Court of Justice. Billy, you actually tell me more than I wanted to know. But you haven't told me where the real center of the sect will be and what it will be called. Quetzal, 71. AOL, which means art of living. 72. The country is India, of course. However, up to the turn of the millennium, about 140 countries around the world must come to terms with the fact that they are overflowed with more than 1.5 million sect followers. Billy, that's a lot. But it's always so with sects because erroneous teachings draw in better than the truth, logic, and reason. Thus, erroneous teachings are the best props to find followers and believers of all walks of life and to bind these to themselves. Quetzal, 73. You speak a true word, which is absolutely correct. Billy, what is actually with the beast 666, which functions in a form of prophecy as an evil dictatorship, which should come from Belgium? Quetzal, 74. With this old customary prophesied beast, which will bear the number of evil and negativity, it concerns in the coming time the so-called European Union, shortly called the EU, which will be a European-wide dictatorship that will be decided on and established with a treaty on the 1st of November, 1993, with a so-called Maastricht Treaty. 75. Then, along with this, there will be created a political and economic union of the member states of the Advancing European Economic Community, the EEC, that is the European Community, the EEC, whose objectives will be the promotion of social and economic progress, with no internal boundaries existing anymore, and the creation of an economic and monetary union. 76. In addition, what will eventually be strived for later is a common foreign affairs policy and a common security policy of the member states, as well as a common defense policy. 77. It will also be planned for the citizens of the member states to create a European Union citizenship. 78. Also the areas of the military and the judiciary, as well as road transport and agriculture, as well as the industrial economy should ultimately be determined by the powerful figures of the EU, which will have its residence of power in Brussels, Belgium. 79. But the whole thing will be democratic in no way but will assume dictatorial forms, where the powerful ones negotiate and make decisions among themselves, by what means many still remaining freedoms of the citizens and countries will be limited or will even disappear. 80. Both the EU member states and their citizens will lose many freedoms and will have to fall to the dictatorial oppression of the mighty EU, but what will especially be evil is that even the powerful figures of the EU member states will completely and consciously howl injustice with the wolves. 81. And these will also be the ones who, with false and misleading pro-propaganda, will entice many citizens of their countries to join the EU. 82. And since the citizens will be misled, they will no longer be strong in their own logical and sensible decision-making, consequently, there must be talk of a dictatorial compulsion, when in the coming years and decades, the citizens become enticed to an EU accession. 83. Before that, also Switzerland won't be spared, for after the turn of the millennium at the latest, strong efforts of the irresponsible ones will occur, in order to force an EU accession. Billy, unpleasant, what you're saying? The old Confederates, who gave their blood for the freedom of Switzerland and the Swiss people, would probably turn over in their graves if they knew all these things. But what lies ahead with the economy, etc.? Quetzal, 84. Unfortunately, it looks very bleak. 85. The coming time will bring that very many enterprises of large and small style will be dissolved or be driven into bankruptcy by mismanagement and over-indebtedness. 86. Unfortunately, this will also apply to the long-established firms and enterprises because their irresponsible ones will remove themselves from their leadership in order to arrive quickly at exorbitant wealth, which they will pay to themselves as compensations and settlements. And more, these compensation payments will be in the millions. 87. Unhesitatingly and irresponsibly, the managers and directors of the firms, enterprises, and corporations will boundlessly get into debt and ruin these, whereby megalomania will be owned by these irresponsible ones just as much as extravagance, unpredictability, ignorance, and incompetence. 88. All of this will become well known over time, but those in charge of legislative representation don't concern themselves with this because they themselves will be partly involved in the mismanagement issues. 89. For this reason, the criminal leaders of the firms, enterprises, and corporations won't be prosecuted by the courts, at least in most cases. 90. Also, white-collar crime will greatly increase, while the offense amounts will rapidly skyrocket into the millions and hundreds of millions and will even exceed the 1 billion mark, as this will also be the case with the mismanagement of the firms, enterprises, and corporations. Billy, you're talking about millions and billions of Swiss francs, I assume. Quetzal, 91. That is correct. Billy, can you tell me one or two names of the enterprises that, in the coming time, will fall under your predictions? Quetzal, 92. There will be very many that will suffer major damages of a financial form and that will go bankrupt, dismiss many workers, fall hopelessly into debt, or that will simply have to close the enterprise. 93. But probably the most impressive, which will happen in the year 2001, will be the financial destruction of the Swissair, as well as several of its affiliated foreign airlines and several suppliers. Billy, you mean that the Swissair will actually collapse? Quetzal, 94. Yes, that will undoubtedly be the case in the year 2001. See report page 163. 95. A look into the future has proven this. Billy, and what about the Sulzer Corporation? Quetzal, 96. It, too, will suffer and will dismiss many workers and sell large parts of the company? 97. But these two upcoming events will only be a drop in the bucket, as you tend to say, because it all looks very bad for very many enterprises, firms, and corporations, which will also have reference to the Federal Fiscal House, because even in the upper house of Parliament, like already for a long time, there will be no authoritative power that will make the fiscal house profitable and that will be able to lead it to a reduction of its debts. Consequently, the Swiss government will continue to fall more heavily into debt. Billy, nice outlooks, but as an individual, one cannot change anything in these precarious matters, not even if one would go to vote for certain things. Quetzal, 98. That is correct because the members of the parties determine the ballots according to the proposals, please, and orders that are given to them, for they are manipulated by the party superiors and are robbed of their own free opinion. 99. Thus, the parties also determine who will exercise a dictatorship over their members, what will be voted yes or number 100. So individual, more reasonable votes are of no use with ballots. Billy, I am also of the same opinion, which is why for as long as I've lived, I've never gone to a ballot box to cast my vote for or against something. But what all will still happen in the future, I mean specifically for Switzerland. Quetzal, 101. A great deal will arise there, but I would still like to mention a prediction to you, 102. It will be in the years after 1995. When Switzerland will be confronted with old events of World War II, which will then also carry into the third millennium. 103. A security guard by the name of Christoph Mealy will find old data papers in a bank, which will be destined for the shredder and which will show account details of the Jewish people from the last World War. 104. The security guard will steal these papers and hand them over to a Jewish organization in Zurich, which will then cause serious consequences for the banks and Switzerland, whereby billions of sums will be demanded, which are supposed to be paid to the surviving relatives or to those who are still living, who will still have a right to the accounts. 105. This Mealy will flee to America during the course of the negotiations, even though the Swiss courts will have nothing on him. 106. The true reason for his escape will be money, which he will then hope to receive from organizations for his treason against Switzerland. 107. The whole thing will be but the prelude to ensure that the Swiss government and banks, as well as various economic enterprises, will be attacked several times for financial reasons of lawyers, especially by a lawyer figure of American origin, who will be out for money and fame. Billy, this, indeed, had to come. Those in power of Switzerland didn't exactly exhibit the cleanest waistcoats at the time of World War II. Just think of the fact that in 1945, for example, these lunatics wanted to test atom bombs in the Gotthard region, especially just the powerful military figures, or that the Swiss Red Cross operated espionage during World War II at the war fronts, or that people were sentenced to death and executed by the Swiss military, whereby even innocents were simply gunned down. Unfortunately, I was able to look on such an execution myself, for my godfather, Alfred Flückiger, secretly led me to the execution site, where we hid ourselves in the bushes and were able to observe everything. Quetzal, 108. That is well known to me. Billy, good. In your remarks, you explained different things that you first mentioned recently. But how does it stand with the fact that in the coming time, something happens that will actually move the whole world? Will something actually occur as such, or will everything remain the same as everyday life, which the Earth people have already faced and have already been accustomed to for so long, whereby they are indifferent toward all events relating to this? Most people have become largely indifferent towards all misfortune, towards war, murder, torture, dictatorship, and crime, etc., so something special would already have to happen to pull them out of their lethargy. So the question is whether something will happen in the coming time, such that it arouses something in the people, even if it may only be for a short time or for a moment? Quetzal, 109. According to our predictions, that will actually be the case. The marriage between the British heir to the throne, Prince Charles, and Princess Diana will end in divorce in August of 1996. 110. In this respect, at least about the fact that this marriage won't be good, Sam Jace already reported to you at the beginning of the 80s. 111. But this won't be the actual world-moving event that you asked for, but I think that the aforesaid and what is yet to be said will contribute to the event, because after the divorce, Princess Diana will lead a rather eventful life, will newly fall in love, and will die with her lover by a heavy traffic accident. 112. This will happen on the 31st of August in Paris. 113. At 12:35 a.m., the vehicle, which will be driven by an ordered driver, with Diana and her lover, Imad Al-Fayed, who is called Dodi, will come to a road tunnel at the River Seine at very high speed and will skid and crash into a concrete pillar. 114. Al-Fayed and the driver, Henri Paul, will die immediately, while the then 36-year-old Princess Diana, who will be critically injured, will be admitted to the hospital and will die shortly before 4 o'clock in the morning. 115. The bodyguard will be the only one in the car with his seatbelt buckled, which will lead to the fact that he, though badly injured, will survive. 116. A combination of different factors will lead to the disaster, namely that on the one hand, the driver, Henri Paul, will be under the influence of drugs and alcohol and will drive the vehicle at around 200 km per hour on the road and through the tunnel, and on the other hand, what will also play a role is that Diana, along with her lover, will try to escape in the armored Mercedes 280S from the obtrusive paparazzi, who will bother her and pursue her on their motorcycles. 117. Another vehicle that will be in the tunnel will be another cause of the accident, because through a side swipe of the same by Diana's Mercedes, the actual catapult process will be triggered. 118. Nevertheless, a clarification of this process won't take place, so the actual circumstances of the event won't be clarified by the police and specialists, because even the other vehicle of a white color won't be able to be found. 119. This will be the event to which the entire world public will respond with dismay and sadness. 120. On the 6th of September, The world will then take leave of Princess Diana, when a memorial service is held for her in England at London's Westminster Abbey. See newspaper reports, Sumjace Block 4, pages 72-76. Billy, then another question. With us, the view prevails with the Earth people that descendants would have to follow in the footsteps of their parents, usually in those of the fathers.